Hinckley Point C, wasteful, dangerous and polluting. Richard Wirth, Socialist Party Southwest. This AMA has given the go-ahead to build the £18 billion Hinckley Point C in Somerset, the UK's first new nuclear power station in 20 years. French firm EDF, with China General Nuclear, are guaranteed £92.50 per megawatt hour of electricity. That's more than double the current price, rising with inflation for 35 years. The National Audit Office says consumers will pay £30 billion through higher bills to subsidize EDF. A former Tory energy secretary described the deal as one of the worst ever. Hinckley C will be an unproven European pressurized reactor, EPR, nicknamed Enormous Problems to Resolve by the French press. An EPR is being built at Flamanville, where France's nuclear safety authority found weaknesses in the reactor's steel. It's three times over budget, and 6 years behind schedule. 1,000 jobs have been cut to save 1 billion euros, compromising safety. In Finland, another EPR is 10 years late. With falling UK energy production, Hinckley C won't be ready to meet the energy gap. A nuclear power station isn't a green or sustainable energy source. Its construction is far more carbon intensive than renewable plants. The ongoing mining and milling of uranium all produces huge amounts of carbon too. And scientists believe uranium could start to run short in just 50 years. Francis O'Grady, General Secretary of the Trade Union Congress, welcomed Hinckley C for jobs. But this ignores the dangers and costs for workers and their families. Stop Hinckley campaign speaker Spicer Roy Pumphrey said, the few permanent jobs Hinckley might generate aren't worth the exorbitant cost. Developing renewables will generate many more permanent jobs than Hinckley Point C ever will. The Tories have cut subsidies to renewable energies. For the £30 billion subsidy to EDF, free solar panels to 7.5 million households could be funded. The power of Hinckley C could be provided by four big wind farms. Private energy companies, interested only in profit, cannot provide us with safe, affordable energy. Only by taking them into public ownership, under democratic workers' control and management, can our needs be met with clean renewable energy.